Riverside Theatres presents the phenomenal physical performance 360 All-Stars, exploring all forms of rotation. It features world champion and world record holding athletes and artists connecting the street with the elite in a supercharged urban circus. It's a spectacular fusion of street culture that will leave audiences dizzy with excitement. On at the Parramatta Riverside Theatre from April 11th to the 14th, just in time for the school holidays. Creator, director and drummer Gene Peterson joins us now. Morning, Gene. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Have I given an adequate description of what this show's all about?
You've done very well. My job's done. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, you haven't answered all of my questions. I need to ask you, what inspired you for creating this show?
Oh, look, I think there's a few ways to touch on this topic. I always am a bit unsure which way to answer this. I think from one perspective, very simplistic, very much just thinking about what is the most awesome thing I can create. Breakdancing, that's awesome. Basketball freestyling, that's awesome. BMX flatlanding, that's awesome. How many different types of awesome can I get on one stage? So very much thinking like a kid in a candy store, I'll have one of those, I'll have one of those, I'll have two of those. And again, removing any of those boundaries and limits that you would accidentally just impose on yourself, like, oh, who do I know that could do this? And instead it's like, who's the world champion, who's the best in the world in this discipline, what country do they come from, let's find them, let's get them. So from that perspective, it was very childlike, which is I think why it appeals to, even though it is definitely family friendly and children friendly, I think it appeals to like the inner child of anybody at any age. We get grandmothers bringing their grandsons and dads bringing their daughters, and they both end up, you know, thinking that they were there for their kids and then saying, oh, we're coming back next week with all our dad mates. That was awesome. So so from that perspective, the creative process was very childlike. But then I guess not to talk myself too down as a creator and director and just say I was an idiot thinking about what would be cool. the themes there that we explored are, well, one of them is reinventing the circus. So instead of acrobats, we have breakdancers. Instead of a juggler, there's a basketball freestyler. Instead of a unicyclist, a BMX rider, and so forth. And from a show perspective, like all of these art forms feature rotation, hence 360 in the title.
Yep.
And All-Stars, well, we've touched on that, world record holding, world champion athletes and artists from around the world. It's a pretty dream team international cast.
Yeah, you got all the Bs there. You got basketball, you got breakdancing, you got BMX. You've also got beats there in the form of drumming. You're doing a bit of drumming as part of the show.
I thought
as well.
You were about to say Buffhead. Where's he going? I'm thinking. I am the percussionist in the show, wearing a few hats, and it is the most fun. I actually have the best seat in the whole house, sitting up on my drum riser, looking down onto all the action and then out into the audience. And it's really beautiful too, because a lot of the time I'm not the main focus of attention.
Yeah.
So I can actually watch the audience without, you know, eye contact with the audience. So I can just survey and have a look at all these reactions, and the breakdancer will do some crazy flip and I can see kids literally holding their brains inside their heads, and BMX rider.
That's the other B.
Something. Yeah, the other B. And the BMX rider will do something ridiculously impressive and parents' mouths, jaws dropping. And it's like such a blessing to be able to be up there and just sort of, it's a little bit voyeuristic, but just, you know, have a look at how everybody's interpreting the show. And that fills me with a lot of pride and joy.
And it's one of those things too where the kids and adults who go there to get inspired, they can also sign up for workshops as well.
That's right. Yeah, no, we do our best with all the communities that we travel to offer the workshops, which is a workshop in each of the disciplines in the show: BMX, basketball, breakdancing, circus, live music. And that's a wonderful opportunity to engage and inspire young people in any of the towns that we travel to and have that opportunity to connect and share with them the things that we're most passionate about and see if we can't have a positive impact on the next generation and foster that next round of All-Stars.
That is really awesome. So you'll be gearing up for that. It's from the 11th of April to the 14th of April. It's the 360 All-Stars happening at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta. All of the information is at the riversideparramatta.com.au website, not just about the show, but also about the workshop information as well. So this is really great stuff. All the workshops, about 60 minutes, all different ages can get involved, breakdancing, circus and basketball. This is wonderful stuff.
Oh, thank you. And I will just chime in and say we received contact from the venue yesterday asking us about our specs so that they could open another two rows of seating. So I think we're down to like the last few rows of available tickets for a bunch of the shows.
All right, so, get in now.
I would suggest for anybody that's listening that wants to come along, tickets are flying out the door, and now would be the time to book before missing out, because apparently the venue is down to their last couple of rows.
Beautiful. Good stuff. Well, I'm glad to hear it's such a success. Sign up, kids. Do the thing. Scare the hell out of your parents one time this school holidays, why don't you? Courtesy of your mates at 360 All-Stars. Gene Peterson, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
No worries. Thank you for having me.